There are more than 300 gray or timber wolves in Wisconsin, in about 80 wolf packs. Each summer and fall, DNR mammalian ecologist Adrian Wideman tries to get close to about half the packs and howl at them to see if the wolves respond. Wolves howl to claim territory, find mates, and communicate with each other at the end of a hunt. Wideman says along with following wolves by radio collars or looking for their tracks in the snow, the howl survey is part of a package of census tools.
The howl surveys by themselves can't be used for accurate counts because wolves have a knack of making two or three animals sound like a dozen animals, but it still gives us a relative idea that that's a healthy, successful pack, lots of adults, lots of pups in it.
Wideman does howl surveys all the way from Douglas County in northwestern Wisconsin to Florence County in the northeast. He also goes as far south as Jackson and Adams counties in the central part of the state. One night this fall, Wideman led a busload of reporters from the Institute for Journalism and Natural Resources to a deserted road in the Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest outside of Clam Lake.
And we'll just kind of listen for just a few seconds to make sure nothing is already howling, and then we'll do a series of five or six quiet howls.
The group silently files off the darkened bus. About 50 yards down the road, Wideman begins the so-called quiet or softer howls. Wideman recently married. His wife, Sarah Bowles, helps out with the howling. Bowles and Wideman say they typically only get wolves to howl back once every 10 or 20 stops on a howling survey. During at least one of the stops on this night, wolves do answer the human calls. The wolf sound is faint, but a few moments later, Wideman and Bowles confirm they heard several wolves. They believe they may be standing between two wolf packs.
This is the Torch River pack to the north here, and the Black Lake pack to the south. And we might have been hearing a member of the Black Lake pack maybe over that way too. But I couldn't hear any pups. It sounded like just adults.
Yeah.
Wideman says generally wolf pups respond more readily than do the adults. But he says the circumstances vary.
And there are times you'll hear kind of a call by the pups, and then all of a sudden kind of a hoof sound by the adults, almost like they're saying, "Those aren't other wolves, be quiet." And then all of a sudden the pups are just dead silent, yeah.
Now, one risk to having humans howl to wolves is habituation, changing the animal's behavior so it responds too readily or doesn't respond at all. Wideman says he follows howling ethics, like not howling at the same pack more than once a week or from the same spot over and over. He also says the researchers don't walk into the pack's rendezvous site, and he hopes others follow his call when calling the wild.
We try to discourage people from just going out howling recreationally and to use it as part of a formal survey if they're going to go out and do it.
Now, getting an accurate handle on Wisconsin's wolf population may grow even more important if the species protection is downgraded to threatened status. There'd be more government management of the gray wolf, including more power to trap and euthanize problem wolves. That comes as human sprawl into the northern forests is creating more interaction with the species, and there are more damage claims from wolves killing livestock or dogs. Adrian Wideman says there's a growing backlash against the gray wolf, and more people are trying to take wolf control into their own hands. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Clam Lake.